Beautiful. Thank you, Catherine. Good morning and welcome to the Essex Center United Methodist Church. Obviously, I am not Mitchell Hay. He has moved on to Harvard. And I'm not Reverend Dr. Joel Hubbard because he doesn't start until the 4th of July. For those of you that are visiting or online, my name is Dawn Hill Fleury and I'm just filling in, and this is what we're going to call a sit-down service for Father's Day. So I would ask that you please join us in this morning's opening hymn, This Is My Father's World, found on the Methodist Hymnal, page 144. Is found in the bulletin. Our relationships with our fathers are complicated.
For some of us, our father's love is like God's love, too deep, too long, too wide, too strong and tender.
Some of our dads are here, some never were here. All of us are shaped by the relationship or lack of relationship with our fathers.
On this day,
we remember what it means to have a father or be a father. We recognize the importance of fathers in our communities. We pledge as a congregation to love and nurture the fathers among us so they will be manifest the love of God in all they do. Join me in the opening prayer. Loving God, you who are our Father and our Mother, we thank you that you have shown us how important it is to follow your example as we grow in faith. Teach us to be obedient to your will, respecting you as children ought. Thank you for your mercy despite our disobedience. Strengthen us to stand up against the challenges of this world, honoring your name and trusting your grace. In the name of your Son we pray. Amen. And Dana is here with us this morning. So for those of you that don't know what this is called People's Choice. We're going to do four hymns. We'll do two verses each of each hymn. And so if you have a request that you would like to do, you get to pick from all three today. That's awesome. And so just let us know, and let us know which two verses of which hymn you'd like to do. And Sally has her hand up first.
Okay. 344
in the big hymnal. Which two?
The English two.
Oh, okay. All right. Haven't got there yet, so I didn't know. Okay. Okay.
Holy, holy.
Nate's a little black one. What's the name of it?
Spanish.
Ah, you're on this side.
Hallelujah.
But you can't sing it in English.
Okay.
It starts with a W.
Okay. Ah, 21-24. What is it?
It is
Wawa.
That's
it. Sing it before him.
That's a new one to me.
It looks like
it's
Wawa Mino.
Give us a number, please. 21-24.
And you picked a lead or something.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay.
It's called sight reading, Dan.
How about 21-53? Have you sung that one before?
21-53. All right, let's look at that one. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All right. This is, yes, we do know that one. Is that okay? Can we use the one mom one? Okay. All right. Children's message. And I have to tell you, there were some Sundays I got more out of her message than Mitch's. So anyway, today Danielle has agreed to come and do it live in church for us. Oh, wait, that, sorry, guys. Oh, careful.
All right, so do you guys know, what is a father? A dad, your dad, yep. Anything else you can think of that's a father?
He leads you,
yep. There's other definitions for fathers. In some churches, they call a priest a father or your pastor a father. So also, sometimes it's an important figure, like an important person who started something.
God?
It could be God, yep. Sometimes we think of God as a father. But it could be like the father of modern medicine or the father of something. So that can be a father. So all of us have a father because it could be somebody who started something. It could be a person who gives care and protection. Like you could call a president the father of a nation. So because he gives protection. So all of us have a father because we have somebody who's protecting our nation. It can be the most respected person or a person who came before. So your forefathers. So like the people who started a country could be your forefathers. An old man could be a father. Because you can think of him as a father because he has wisdom. Or it could be a prototype, something to model after, like the father of all the libraries in the country. You would like that, right, Emmett?
Mm-hmm.
to go to the Father of all libraries. Yep. And then the Bible describes, sometimes it describes God as a mother, like a hen who's gathering her chicks under her wings. So sometimes God is like a mother. And other times when people pray to God, they say Abba God, which means daddy God. So other people think of him as a daddy or as a father. And God can show us how fathers should be, or how fathers should think of us, or how they should love us. So when I was thinking about how fathers love, or how God loves us, I thought about a dollar. And if I said, I'm going to give you guys each a dollar, how would you feel?
Happy.
Happy, excited. Thankful. Now what if I pulled out this? It's kind of old, kind of crinkly. Do you still want the dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
It's still worth $1.
It's still worth the same. It still has the same value. Well, that's how God feels about us. Sometimes we do things that make us kind of wrinkly. Have you ever done something that makes you kind of seem like you might not be as shiny and crisp as you were before? What's something you might do?
I can't remember, but I know I've done
it. You know you've done things before, yeah. So God still says that we have the same amount of value, whether we got a little crinkly, he still sees what we're worth, and he still loves us, which is pretty amazing. And that's how we're supposed to be toward others. So we can be fathers, even if you're a girl or if you're a boy, you can show fatherly love to others by loving them even if they're a little wrinkly.
Of course you can be a father.
Right. That's not an old joke. That just means if you have faults. All right, can we say a prayer? Abba God, thank you for showing us what Father's love should be. Help us to remember that you are always loving us, and help use us to show and be fathers and show fatherly love to others. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you guys so much. See? You got more out of hers than you're going to get out of mine today, I'll guarantee. So anyway, you can either stand or sit. I'm not, because it's warm in here. I didn't ask anybody to stand this morning. So please join me in singing Standing on the Promises, found in the hymnal, verses 1 and 4 on page 374. Lectionary. These are not the Bible verses for today, but you can go online and check it out. These are the ones I've chosen for Father's Day. So our first Father's Day reading comes from Proverbs 4, verses 1 and 2, where it says, "Listen, my sons and daughters, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding, for I give you sound teachings. Do not abandon my directive." And in Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." In Proverbs 23, a lot of stuff in Proverbs about fathers, by the way. Proverbs 23, verses 22 and 24,
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has a great joy. A man whose father has a wise son or daughter rejoices in them. I practice my typing. That's the second typo. Okay. Sorry, guys. And under 1 Thessalonians 2, 11 and 12. For you know that we have dealt with each other with, I'm sorry, for you know that we have dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. So this morning I'd like to begin with a poem about from Martha Bolton about what is fatherhood. So what is fatherhood? Fatherhood is getting to go anywhere you want to for Father's Day. You get to drive there, and you even get to pay the bill. It's getting up in the middle of the night to see what the noise was outside when you'd really rather stay in bed and hide like everyone else. It's the best exercise in the world to buy all those toys you wanted as a child and you never got. Oh, it's the best excuse in the world, I'm sorry, to buy all those toys you wanted as a child and never got. It's catching yourself watching cartoons when no one else is home and you're enjoying them. It's biting your tongue and remembering to be a good example when someone cuts you off on the highway. It's assembling toys that require one screwdriver and a nuclear physicist to assemble. It's praying for, hoping for, and anxiously looking forward to the day when your kids will be out of the house and on their own, and then trying to postpone that day as long as possible when it approaches. It's carrying sleepy kids into the house when you're too tired to even carry yourself in. Yes, fatherhood is sometimes a thankless job of fixing kites, breaking up fights, and wiping up chocolate milk. It's dental bills, broken arms, skateboards. But today, Dad, we want to say we appreciate you and all that you do. So what is a father? A dad is a male role model who's always there for you, not only in good times, but bad times as well. A dad is someone who loves you with all of his heart. In some of the earliest translations of Hebrew into English, father meant husband, lord, master, owner, or possessor. Because of his position, shared in very small degrees with his wife, a father expected to be treated as royalty by the rest of his family. So how many fathers here get treated as royalty? Okay. So how many of you growing up treated your fathers like royalty? No? I know I didn't. I first met my dad when I was 2. And he was some strange man that came home wearing a uniform from his tour of duty and 9 months later gave me a sister. Kind of went downhill from there. According to the Bible, a father had 3 responsibilities. They were spiritual growth of his family, social responsibilities, and economic independence. So, spiritual growth. The father was to be the religious leader in the home. This means he was responsible for the training of his children in godliness. And as we read in Proverbs 22, train up the child, in the way, my hands will stop shaking, I do this better. They should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it. And that's why we teach our children to share, care, love, be helpful and kind. So, the social part of it. A Jewish father's responsibility was to have his son circumcised, pass on his inheritance to his firstborn son, find wives for his sons, and to teach the sons a trade. Looks like one of those God forbid moments if he ever had a daughter. So today, be socially trained means many different things. So how would you raise your child to be socially correct? What does being socially correct, don't everybody speak at once here. What does it mean to you to be socially correct now?
Help your neighbor. To think of others before yourself.
To think of others before yourself.
Hold open doors.
hold open doors. Yeah. Yeah.
To love and respect other people's choices, if they're trans, gay, straight, whatever they are, even if it doesn't fit your lifestyle, respect their lifestyle.
Thank you, Dana. Yep. Perfect. I mean, there's no really right or wrong answer. But... So, God created us all equally and loves us all the same, regardless of race, color, sexual identity, size, or gender. So economically, that's pretty self-explanatory. The father works to provide for members of the family. My dad and I may never have gotten along, but I recognize the fact that he was a hard worker, often working two jobs to provide for his family. Of course, after my first sister, you know, there were five more, so he kind of had to keep working. But, I mean, over the years, I worked hard to, he taught me to work hard. So, even though my dad and I may not have gotten along when we were growing up, he did teach me a good work ethic. But I wanted to share with you a story today, as soon as I find it here. It was about what may happen when children grow up. And you learn, kind of need to appreciate your children. So this is a letter to a parent, and I found it. And I think it's an old story, but I found it when I was looking for stuff. And it says, "Dear Dad, it's now been 3 months since I left for college." I know this will be a while before you guys get there, but anyway. "It's been 3 months since I left for college. I have been remiss in writing, and I'm very sorry for the thoughtfulness in not writing before. I will bring you up to date now." Okay, before you read on, though, you better all sit down. "Please do not read any farther unless you're sitting down, Dad, okay? Please, Dad, sit. Well, I'm getting along pretty well now. The skull fracture and concussion I got when I jumped out of the window of my dormitory when it caught on fire recently are pretty well healed. I only spent 2 weeks in the hospital, and now I can see almost normally and only get those sick headaches once a day. Fortunately, the fire in the dormitory and my jump were witnessed by an attendant at the gas station near the dorm, and he was the one that called the fire department and the ambulance. He also visited me in the hospital, and since I had nowhere to live because of my burnt-out dorm, he was kind enough to invite me to share his apartment with him. It's really a basement room, but it's kind of cute. He's a fine boy, we've fallen deeply in love, and we're planning to get married. We haven't set an exact date yet, but before my pregnancy begins to show, we'll be married. Yes, Dad, I'm pregnant. I know how much you were looking forward to being a grandfather, and I know you will welcome the baby and give it the love and devotion and tender care that you gave me when I was a child. The reason for the delay in our marriage is that my boyfriend has some minor infection that needs to be cleared up, which prevents us from passing a premarital blood test, and I carelessly caught it from him. This will clear up with penicillin, though, now. Don't you worry. I'm taking it daily. I know you will welcome him into the family with open arms. He is kind, and although not well-educated, he's ambitious. Although he is of a different culture and religion than ours, I know your tolerance will not permit you to be bothered by the language barrier, either. I'm sure you will love him as I do. His family background is good, too. He has learned ways from his parents to make money without actually working. Now that I've brought you up to date, folks, I want to tell you something. There really was no dormitory fire. I did not have a concussion or a skull fracture. I was not in the hospital. I'm not pregnant. I'm not engaged. I don't have any disease. And there's no man in my life. However, I am getting a D in history. And an F in science. And I wanted you to see those marks in their proper perspective. Love, your daughter, Janice. So as parents, especially dads, will always watch out for their little girls. Even though the Bible, you know, says dads are taking care of their sons, I know that a lot of dads also take really good care of their daughters, too. So happy Father's Day. So anyway, at this time, I would like to move on to the prayers of the... Announcements. Okay, Don, let's get your act together here. Prayers of the people we'll start with here. Oh, I lost my paper. And I do have one prayer request already this morning. It came from Art Bristow. To pray for the family of Alec Winterstein. His parents are the ones that own Snowflake Chocolate. Alex was involved in the accident on the end of Naylor Road Thursday. So he's in pretty rough shape, I guess. So. Are there others at this time? And Dana's going to help me do my online one. Okay. So Don and Norma, now they move this weekend?
Tomorrow.
They move tomorrow. So tomorrow, Don and Norma Strickland are moving to Harborview.
Yeah.
See, I remembered it this time. I couldn't remember it before. They will be in assisted living, but you're more than welcome. I'm sure they would enjoy the company down there. Are there other prayer requests at this time?
I would offer a prayer for Mitch and Barb, though, as they lost Karma
this
week. And I can't imagine moving and your sweet, lovable companion is so suddenly sick.
For those of you that don't know, Mitch and Barb left on Tuesday and Wednesday. They had to put their dog down. Brother Donna.
For Joel and Grace, they're in town. Art has offered to have them stay at camp. He will be preaching July 4th. Also, I don't know if you all realize this or not, but we're doing a coffee hour that day. And we really need to express our happiness and gladness for them and show our support in staying after church for that coffee hour.
Mm-hmm. Other prayers, prayer requests? Then let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us here this morning. We ask that you watch over Alex Winterstein as he recovers from his accident. We ask that you be with Donna and Norma as they move to a whole new living experience at Harborview. Please be with Barb and Mitch as they mourn the loss of their wonderful dog, Karma. And please help us to be a welcoming congregation to Joel and Grace. Thank you for watching over all who are here this day and all who could not be here with us this day. And let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. This week we're celebrating birthdays on the 22nd for Susan Bristol and Mary McLean, on the 23rd for Craig Evans, and on the 27th David Rochford and Callie Kaufman. We also have anniversaries for Brody and Thatsney Mitchinson and Dale and Ellen Billiter. This week's announcements are events this week. Joel and Grace move in on the 24th. Donna will be preaching next Sunday. And on the 4th, Reverend Joel Hubbard will preach. This is our last week with masks on. Next week we will be mask free, except that we would ask that if you're with near the children that you continue to wear your masks. Also, in honor of Joel coming, we like to get some of the stuff cleaned up here in the church. The music room needs to be cleaned out, the food shelf bin room needs to be cleaned, and the bulletin boards need to be updated. So if anyone is able to do that before Joel arrives, that would be great. And it would be appreciated. And Paula and Sally, you're continuing your food pantry, your little mission?
Yeah.
Or not?
The food shelf, yes.
Okay,
the
that's what I want to
hear. Downstairs has been cleaned out.
Okay.
And what's in it now is stuff that has been contributed for backups for when people come to fill it and don't have quite enough.
Okay. So somehow
we're trying really hard to keep it neat, but we took out everything that was old.
Okay, good. That was one of the rooms. That was one of the requests I got from Art when I talked to him. So, but somewhere we're going to need to, once we open back up, differentiate between the food that's going to Underhill Jericho and the food for your little pantry.
Oh.
So I'm not sure how you want to do that.
Well,
I'm just giving you
a box for the Good Shepherd always.
Oh, and that's, I thought that was where you were using for your,
no.
Oh, okay.
We're just using the pantry in the kitchen because it was available.
Okay, I was speaking of the, okay.
Okay, and Art did have us clean it out. He knew we cleaned it out.
Okay, perfect, good, so, all right.
Any other announcements at this time? Donna?
We need somebody next week to help us set up tables and chairs after church. Also, I have a request. I would like somebody to offer next week to do the children's hour for me. And if you so would like to do that, I can give you what it's going to be about.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. You're a teacher. Nancy's a teacher.
Okay,
I'll do it. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, now I can say I told you so.
I do have a question for you, Donna. If we signed up to drop something off at the parsonage, like a breakfast or a freezer meal, who do we communicate with to make sure that we can get in the parsonage?
Okay, I'm going to get you Joel's phone number.
Okay.
And then you can call him directly so you know when you can go over.
Okay. Good, thank you.
And if anybody has anything for the gift basket, we have the basket today, and you can give it to me and I'll put it in. We will bring it over on the 24th. For those of you that don't know, we are doing a welcoming gift basket for Joel with Vermont and local products. So, okay. Let us stand for the benediction. I'm sorry. And we will then sing on page 666, Shalom to You. Okay.
I can do this.
Thank you all for being here today. Happy Father's Day. May the Lord watch over you, bless you, and keep you, one and all. Amen.
Amen.